your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
Back when you were a kid, you knew guys who were into cars, really into cars. The Old Car Guys at theoldcarguys.com have been living and breathing old cars since both they and the cars they love were young. Now they bring you and classic car parts together on theoldcarguys.com. They search the back roads to help people buy or sell classic car parts at theoldcarguys.com. Not near a computer? Call them at 314-306-7507. Theoldcarguys.com, where buyers and sellers come together.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate. That's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
It's a big event.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer. Visit FordOwner.com for rebate details. They're 531-12.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Mood to play golf after watching a Masters tournament this past weekend. I have an event for you. April 30th is a Monday, and Meadowbrook Country Club is the place, and every year there's a golf tournament to raise money for Little Patriots Embraced. I have Susan Hyman on the phone from Little Patriots Embraced. Susan, how are you?
Great, Frank. And before we get started, I have just one thing to say.
What's
I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, see, she knows how to get extra time out of it.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I'm going to let you do most of the talking, but every year a Little Patriots Embraced has this charity golf tournament. Before we get to facts about the tournament and specifics and cost and all that, take and in about a minute, if you can, for anybody who doesn't know, tell them what is Little Patriots Embraced.
Little Patriots Embraced is an organization that helps the children of the deployed military. We help with their emotional needs while they may have a parent deployed. Oftentimes children have to go through three deployments. And we have programs called Project Bear Essentials. And what we do is we go to various bases across the country, but we focus mainly in Missouri, and we read a book to children called We Serve Too, and each child gets a copy of that book and a bear after I read the book to them, and the book goes through the day in the life of a child that might have a deployed parent, but it puts them in a setting where they see that there are other children that are going through the same things that they are and that they're not alone. And after I read the book, we have a chat session where children can talk about how they feel about having a parent deployed and also how they might help their mother around the house. And it also gives the mothers an opportunity to see what their children are thinking and feeling where they may not be able to express those kinds of things.
Yeah, these aren't kids who have lost parents. They're just kids
No.
who have to be explained why to them. Why is mommy or daddy gone?
Right.
And where are they gone?
Time.
And what are they doing? Yeah. This is the 30th, which is a Monday, and I'll let you go ahead and throw the specifics out there. And then if I think you forgot anything, I'll jump in here.
Okay. It's at Meadowbrook Country Club, Monday, April 30th. This week only, we are bringing the price down to $250 for an individual player. So that would be $1,000 for a foursome.
Now, hang on a minute. Not so fast. What is it? $250 a piece again?
Yes.
All right, so hang on.
50.
So four, $250.
How many
per
people
person?
In a foursome?
Four in a foursome.
Okay.
Hang
four
on.
In a foursome?
Hold on.
$250. So $250.
Four. Yep. You know what? $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must have had a calculator.
Pretty quick.
Must have had a calculator. I know I did. So that's actually, hey, to play at a place like Meadowbrook, that's where usually they wouldn't even let people like me in there. That's a pretty good deal.
Right, and we're having a an oral auction and a silent auction, and there's some items there that are autographed by David Fries.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're also having country music star Josh Grayson. He is a former Marine that was on American Idol. He'll be there at our golf tournament. Mm.
The MC is Jay Randolph Jr., who I believe is on another radio station, but this is a great charity, so we're going to mention him anyway.
Right.
And he's probably a really good MC. I'm sure he is.
He is, and he's a good golfer.
Yeah. Well, everybody is compared to me. If you want to, if you want to compare him to somebody, compare him to me, and everybody's good. How far? What do you need? 16 foursomes?
Yeah. We need 23 foursomes.
You need 23. How are you doing so far? How many do you have?
We probably need 8 more foursomes.
Well, that's good news. You're doing okay.
Yeah.
But we only have 3 weeks or so here, or less. No, less. A little less. So we need to get this moving. And let's see. Yeah, about three. What would that come out to be? That would be, what, 3 weeks? No, two. No, it's 3 weeks from yesterday. So it's just less than 3 weeks.
Right.
Monday, 3 weeks from yesterday. So, folks, 8 foursomes. That's all they need. And at $250 per person, it's a great deal. I talked about the thing for the ladies, though, because if women are listening and don't play golf, you have something for them.
We're having a spa and dinner package. It's $150. It includes a manicure, head and shoulder massage, wine tasting, wine and cheese, and a personal meet and greet with Josh Grayson, and also dinner and drinks.
Do you need any volunteers to help with the massaging part? She thinks I'm kidding.
That depends. I'll have to screen them, I think.
Well, okay, you can screen me if you want to. So again, it's the 30. Now, here's what I've done. We've done, Bill Cleveland. My website is sort of in a lot of ways a joke because I've never bothered to really turn it into anything. It's a reference place to go for sponsors. But what we've done is on the main page, if you go to frankopinion.com, there's a link there to stlouismainevents.com, and that's where all the info is for this tournament on the 30th. So you folks who are listening in the car, by the time you get home, you really don't have to remember, ooh, what was the site, what was the charity. Just go to frankopinion.com, and right on the main page, there it is, Little Patriots Embraced. You click, it'll link you right to the info. And again, it's the 30th, which is a Monday, 3 weeks from yesterday. Something for the ladies, something for the golfers, something for people who like country music. And even if you don't, you know, Josh Grayson, I'm sure, is a very nice guy, and he's a Marine, and hey, for goodness sakes, he's gone to the trouble to come out to this thing, so go and make him welcome. Have we forgotten anything?
We're also having Ryan Winther. He's a long drive professional.
Oh, get this. This guy holds the world's record for both the longest drive and the fastest radar recorded ball. And he's going to, I think, do something out on the court. You know what? That would be worth seeing.
Right.
Right there. His name is Ryan Winther. Holds two records, fastest ball and longest drive. Do you happen to know what the longest drive, what that yardage was?
I don't.
Get back to us on that.
Okay.
I'll have to look that up. We'll go look that up. We'll see if we can find it. And that's it. If you want to give a phone number, go right ahead. But it's there with the website on the main front page of my site. But do you have that number handy?
Yes, it's 636-777-7820. That's to register.
Okay. And again, if you can't remember that, it's on the front page at frankopinion.com. All right, Susan, good luck. I don't think you'll have any trouble filling the last 8 foursomes. Have a great time. Meadowbrook is a beautiful place. I think they allowed me there once or twice as a guest. And then they had a meeting.
Not as a masseuse?
No, then they had a meeting. And they go, I don't know if we're going to do a third time or not. All right, Susan, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck with the tournament. Susan Hyman, give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great work for Little Patriots Embraced. There's somebody else who does a lot of great work. Bringing you the Hollywood gossip and the news and stuff. Did you see where Warren Sapp is in debt?
Bankrupt.
Almost $7 million?
That's
wow.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. And there's a great article this morning I read on these athletes, how they blow through money. and how they sort of have an internal competition with each other to see who can have the most investments and own the most restaurants and property. It's amazing. And a lot of them end up in big trouble. If she doesn't have that, she'll have other stuff equally as interesting. She, of course, is Tina Dalpiez, and this is The Wood Report.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, it's all yours.
Okay. Sales of Thomas Kincaid artwork have surged following his death last Friday of natural causes at the age of 54. At a California art gallery, the owner said on a typical day he'll sell 1 to 5 Kincaid pieces through the gallery's website. In the last 48 hours, he's received 300 online orders.
Now, why is it that at 54, they'll say natural causes?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yet somebody 64 will die, and they go, massive heart attack. Died of a massive heart or stroke or lung cancer.
Well, I don't think they know exactly yet. You know, I guess they're probably waiting
autopsy or
something.
But anything that's not an accident, if you think about it, anything that's not an accident is a natural cause. Cancer is something in nature. It's anything's an accident. Unless you get hit by a truck, it's a natural cause. 54, that's pretty young. And a lot of the snooty art world, they never cared for his stuff because it was, I think, because you could look at it and tell what it was.
Yeah,
right. Well, they believe he has artwork hanging in one of every 20 homes.
Yeah.
In the United States.
I know people that love Thomas Kincaid.
Yeah.
And have a bunch of
I'll take his stuff over any of that goofy, what do you call that, abstract crap any day.
Okay. A couple of new commercials that are out. She's only 48, but soap opera star and reality TV person Lisa Rinna has popped up in a commercial for Depends, showing off a new model designed to look good underneath sleek and sexy clothing.
Now, is she the dark-haired...
With the big, fat lips.
Yes, I saw the commercial. What a brilliant marketing approach. Take a hot babe, smoking hot woman, and have her put Depends on.
But who's that going to market to?
But the point is, middle-aged to older women who think, ooh, they'll be able to tell that I wear Depends, the whole point is, no, you can't.
I guess.
I saw the commercial, I'm telling you. The guy is ingenious.
Look at this dress. You can't tell I'm wearing Depends.
Well, you never know. I just pooped in my pants.
And there's a new commercial for Nutrisystem starring Janet Jackson. She's not saying how much weight she lost. She says she doesn't get on a scale.
No, that's a lie. That's all right.
But her line is, this is what success looks like.
She's pretty thin now.
Yeah, in the picture. Anybody, some people are saying it looks Photoshopped, but I don't know.
Anybody who believes that a famous person who's getting paid at least $1 million, probably more, to do that, never stepped on a scale? Come on.
Yeah.
Did you see Charles Barkley do this commercial?
Yeah, I don't like the dress. I don't like that. I don't like seeing any man dressed like a woman with lipstick and heels. I've never liked that. I don't like it.
Evidently, there was an internet death hoax saying Usher was dead, but he is definitely alive. The rumor said he perished in a car crash in New Mexico, but he took to Twitter and said, nope, I'm here. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Robin Gibb, not doing well. His son, who is Robin John Gibb, said that his dad will not be able to attend the London premiere of the Titanic Requiem. That's a classical work that Robin and his son wrote together, and Robin was going to sing a song, Don't Cry Alone, during the concert today, but he is still in the hospital recovering from some intestinal surgery.
Those Bee Gees, they all look pretty unhealthy, except for the one with the white teeth. He was the kind of healthy look. Yeah, he was the kind of healthy looking one. And there are only two left of the Bee Gees, right?
Yeah, and he's looking pretty bad, that Robin.
Oh, man.
The Lion King has now grossed more money than any other musical on Broadway, with just over $853.8 million.
Passed up Phantom.
Yep, at $853.1
million. Wow.
Melissa Gilbert recuperating after an incident on Dancing with the Stars that apparently left her with a mild concussion and whiplash.
My wife doesn't like her. My wife watches Dancing with the Stars and she likes it, but she's not wild about Melissa Gilbert.
She needs a smile.
Yeah, do you not like her?
I didn't watch it. I saw the clip on the internet. I watched her do her dance, and
there's something. You're right. There's something about her. It's kind of pouty or something.
Well, I think she's just concentrating so hard. She looks like she's counting in her head. You know, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Last week I mentioned Amanda Bynes was picked up for a DUI.
And I never heard of her.
She's real cute, blonde.
Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah. She was in. What was that? Something A with. She's been in a few different movies. She's real cute blonde. You'd recognize her if you saw her. But her dad now is taking to the airwaves saying, "My daughter does not drink. It's not true. It never happened."
I believe it.
Poor dad's the last to know. Yeah. And Lindsay Lohan and her attorney are planning on asking the police to investigate the woman who accused her of battery at a hotel last Thursday. She says she wasn't even out of the house. There's no photos that she was saying that she was actually in the hotel. So they're hoping to get her arrested for filing a false police report, which is a crime punishable up to 6 months in jail in California. Jim Belushi just found out that a California medical marijuana card isn't worth the paper it's printed on in Massachusetts.
Far up!
TSA agents found a joint in his pocket when he landed at Martha's Vineyard Airport. But since it was such a small amount and marijuana possession has been decriminalized in Massachusetts, the police just took the joint and let Belushi go on his way.
They took it.
Yeah. Residents of Whitney Houston's hometown of Newark, New Jersey, are upset over the bill to pay the police overtime that staffed the church where Whitney's funeral took place. The amount was $187,000.
Holy, she's dead, Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
How come we never heard about this?
Some of those residents said that since they paid the bill, they should have been able to go to the funeral. Other ones thought that her family should have paid for its own security.
Yeah, no
yeah,
kidding.
That's
I agree.
Ridiculous.
She has millions of dollars to pay for it. This is a very bizarre story. Jason Trawick, he's Britney Spears' fiancé. He's going to be her co-conservator of her legal affairs. Her father was the conservator for legal and money affairs for her, and he's letting her soon-to-be husband take over the legal affairs, but he's not letting him take over the money.
Wow.
Why does she even... She's 30 now.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. What is going on?
It seems like she's been straight for a while now, yeah.
Melissa Etheridge's ex-girlfriend, Tammy Lynn Michaels, claims she's barely scraping by on the $23,000 a month that Melissa currently pays her.
I think you made a mistake just now and you didn't realize it. You mentioned a girl's name, and then you said her girlfriend.
Yep.
What?
What?
$23,000 a month she can't get by on it. Wow. They're going back to
court.
Well,
who could?
That's absurd.
Yeah,
they're having big issues over child custody and stuff, so now they're saying horrible things about each other. Jennifer Lopez threw a party to celebrate her boyfriend Casper Smart's 25th birthday last Friday.
That's not a good name. Casper Smart. It's just not a good name.
And he's 25?
He's turned 25. She's 42. About 30 people attended. She also threw in a new Dodge Ram truck that he had been eyeing.
Well, that's beautiful.
Isn't that sweet? She could afford to buy 20,000 trucks. Talk show host Ricky Lake eloped with jewelry designer fiancé Christian Evans on Sunday. They'd been dating for about 18 months. It's her second marriage.
I'm so happy for her.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Ooh.
Says she carries McCormick's Pure Vanilla in her purse and dabs it on instead of perfume. She says men are attracted to the scent. One time while wearing it, four different guys told her she smelled amazing.
Well, a lot of perfumes are vanilla-scented perfumes. So
yeah.
Why not just go with real vanilla?
And she's in a new show about a prostitute.
Right, so there's a ad for The Client List. Okay, she starred in the TV movie The Client List. Now there's a TV show based... focuses on Texas mom Riley Parks, who's forced into work as a masseuse after her husband leaves her. Quickly learning the clients leave bigger tips when she offers extra services, Parks becomes skilled at doling out happy endings. In the ad for that TV show, they showed a before and after online, and she's just sitting there with a negligee on, and you can see mucho cleavage.
Oh, yeah, she's got some big...
They digitally changed it, and now... You can barely see any cleavage at all.
Awful.
Why would they do that?
They made her look smaller and covered it up.
She's proud of those girls, too. She was very upset about it.
I know.
You know who I think is smoking hot? What's that girl who is Buffy the Vampire Slayer? What's her name?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Or Gellar.
Oh, man. She's cute.
Gellar.
I like her. Go ahead.
Okay. Anne Hathaway, sorry, Dan, she chopped off almost all of her hair. It's very short, like a man's hair.
For a movie, right?
Yep, and she's on a strict diet. She's preparing for her role in the big screen adaptation of Les Miserables. In the film, she portrays Fantine, a prostitute stricken with a terminal case of tuberculosis, who's forced to sell her hair in order to provide for her daughter. Oh.
What is Les Miserables about? It sounds miserable.
That's what it is, the miserable.
Well, what is that about?
I've never...
People barely getting miserable. By. Miserable
is
existence.
It? I mean, I've heard that play or whatever it is for years. I have no idea what it is.
I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah, right.
A 40-year-old Canadian actress has been arrested on charges of stalking 30 Rock star Alec Baldwin.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
And she's cute.
Yeah. Well, they actually worked together in a movie years ago. Vanessa Williams reveals she was molested as a 10-year-old in her new memoir, You Don't Know. According to her, she was visiting family friends in California when one night the family's 18-year-old daughter came into her room, molested her, and told her not to tell anyone.
All right, here's what this means. Vanessa Williams has a slump in her career right now. She called the PR agency. What can we do? Tell them that a girl came in your room and touched you, and we'll get some publicity.
Hmm.
And what is, look, I'm not making light of this, but that word molesting, that can be something horrible, or it literally could be, what it, where?
Touching inappropriately.
Well, any touching is inappropriate. Okay, look, well, let's just say she's in bed.
The story went a little bit further, but I didn't get into it.
Okay, but if she's in bed and an 18-year-old girl comes in and touches her breast, just touches it, that's molesting, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So,
but that's not what
but there are worse types of molesting. I wish they'd be a little more specific about, you know.
Well, I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Okay. Clint Eastwood's suing a company called Evo Furniture, as well as a website called InMod.com and its domain name owners for selling furniture branded as the Clint and the Eastwood.
what was the furniture? Like a chair and an ottoman?
Entertainment centers, chairs, yeah.
How could you not think you're going to get in trouble calling your product the Clint and the Eastwood?
Right.
I don't know. Come on. I mean, if they're just separately.
I don't care.
Get off my couch.
If you run an ad and you go, the Clint, $299.95. The Eastwood, just $199.
Get off my Clint.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's good.
Easy now.
All righty.
You're going to the salesperson. How much for your Clint? I don't care. I'm not interested in the Eastwood.
Yeah.
All righty. American Idol Season 5 finalist Chris Daughtry being sued by his former bandmates over royalties. They're saying that they owe him royalties from 4 songs, including music and lyrics that they wrote together. He's saying... he's hurt by the false accusations. The songs listed were written solely by him.
I'm so sorry for him.
Yeah.
I can't sleep tonight.
Miley Cyrus says she's not anorexic, but has been eating healthier due to a gluten and lactose allergy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think Miley's cute.
I didn't think she looked too thin.
I don't think she's that cute either. There's something
her
goofy looking about her.
Yeah.
Moon face or something.
It looks like there's a big divorce battle in the works for Seal and Heidi Klum.
Did anybody see Kristen Wiig Saturday night do her impression of Drew Barrymore?
No, I bet it was absolutely hysterical. Yeah, I don't really like her, but it was a good impression.
Oh, man, and that's not easy to do. You don't see people do Drew Barrymore.
No.
Boy, she nailed it.
She's got kind of that
lift there.
Yes, yeah, that crooked mouth kind of thing.
That, yeah.
And she absolutely had it down.
That's funny. In the divorce with Seal and Heidi, Heidi claims there's a post-nuptial agreement, which means no joint or community assets. Seal says, but there are community assets. He makes no mention of the post-nup. And Heidi's worth around $70 million, Seal about $15 million, and they're both fighting over custody of their kids. At the movies, The Hunger Games remained the number one movie for the third weekend in a row with $33.5 million. The American Reunion part of the American Pie franchise opened second with $21.5
million. Hey, what happened to that Seal's face? What happened to him? Was he born that way, or was he in an accident, a burn?
He was on Oprah once and talked about it.
It was an accident?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Mm. He got clubbed.
Third, the 3D re-release of Titanic. Right over his head.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, birthdays. Haley Joe Osment. I talk to dead people is 24.
Yeah, what a career.
Wow.
He's dead not having.
Four.
Mandy Moore is 28. She's really cute. Blues singer Shamikia Copeland is 33. Brian Setzer is 53. Actor Peter McNichol is 58.
Holy cow, whatever happened to him? Christy McNichol was his sister.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I didn't say anything about them being related.
I'm 95% sure they're
this
brother
is a short, curly-haired guy who was on Ally McBeal in Numbers.
Yeah, I believe they're brother and sister.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe not.
Actor Steven Seagal is 61.
Oh, wow. There's a guy I can't watch.
Yeah, he's got some jowls. Singer Bobby Smith of the Spinners. I'll Be Around, Could It Be, I'm Falling in Love is 76. Omar Sharif is 80.
Is he the one who's in Funny Girl?
Omar Sharif?
Dr. Zhivago, Lawrence of Arabia.
Who was the guy with the gap between his teeth?
Have a gap, so I guess that could have been him.
I guess so.
And he co-writes that newspaper Bridge column. He was a big Bridge champion.
That's right.
Yeah. Actress Liz Sheridan. She played Helen Seinfeld.
Who'd ever thought you could have a newspaper column about Bridge?
No kidding.
I mean, think about it. Really.
And it's ever there. It's always there. She's 83. She didn't look that old to me, did she?
Who?
No, she didn't look
Liz Sheridan. She played Jerry's mom, Helen, on Seinfeld.
You know who's really unattractive and looks just like a woman who would have been a man before the surgery? That Angelica Houston.
Yeah, she is kind of...
She is rough looking.
Manly looking. And finally, actor Max von Sydow is 83.
Who's that?
I don't even know who that is.
He's an older guy that plays in movies.
Well, an
character actor.
I learned.
Well, he's not English. He's kind of Swedish or something.
I learned at least a dozen things I didn't know today, all thanks to this woman, Tina Dalfiez.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Wood Report. Yeah. Take a little break. We come back with Joe Hipperson. He's going to tell you what CDs and DVDs are out today because today is Tuesday. I'm going to send you over to Rend Lake Golf Resort. In Franklin County, Illinois. It's 90 miles from St. Louis. I mean, that's nothing. Yeah, nice, easy, realistically, let's say 2.5-3 hour drive. If you're really a drive, well, 2 hours at the most. I mean, a lot of people can do it easily in an hour and a half. 90 miles from St. Louis. And no, that wouldn't take an hour and a half, would it? Yeah. I guess about.
Oh, depends on how you drive.
Yeah, if you could just boom without stopping and put it on 70 and go. But realistically, you're looking about an hour and a half. 90 miles. 90 miles is nothing. You're worried about the gas prices. You want to go somewhere really, really nice and really beautiful where there's a lot of stuff to do. This is it. This is it. And there are a lot of people in the St. Louis area who. A lot of them who've never been to Rend Lake, never been to the Rend Lake Golf Resort, never been to any of the other great stuff around it in Franklin County. We're going to change that. The website you want to go to is Rend, that's R-E-N-D, RendLakeGolfResort.com. They have a lighted driving range. They have a beautiful golf course, 27 holes. They have a full-service pro shop. Lodging, how about 46 rooms and an additional 24 beautifully decorated and furnished, fully furnished condominiums. I've stayed there. The condos are either 2 or 3 bedrooms, 2 or 3 baths. You can get a cart, drive around, get the true resort feel, you know, from your lodge, the room you're in, to the restaurant, because there is a full-service restaurant. There's a bar and grill area. They have patios and verandas. They have an outdoor pool and a jacuzzi and a bike trail and the winery. A lot of stuff to take in. You may go for the day, and what's going to happen is you're going to wish you'd packed some overnight stuff, or you're going to run somewhere and buy yourself a toothbrush and toothpaste and go, let's just stay another night here. You go once, you'll go back. Go for a day, you'll come back, and you want to do a couple of days, maybe three. Rend Lake Golf Resort. If you want to know more, the website, again, is RendLakeGolfResort.com. And like everything else, if you can't remember that, just go to FrankOpinion.com, the world's dullest website, least active website. But there is a reference list there. Click Sponsors, and you'll find it. RendLakeGolfResort.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, well, line. Are we working here?
We're working. Timothy. I guess we're not working.
Can you guys hear me now?
We hear you, Timmy.
All right. Well, it looks like westbound 40 is slowing from Kings Highway through McCausland. Southbound 270, they cleared a car fire that was on the ramp to Tesson Ferry. That southbound 270 is running slow from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Hey, this report's brought to you by RE/MAX. Having twins, just married? Is your empty nest too big for all the things that move you? They can help. Find an agent near you at RE/MAX.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
Attention men, did you know that research has discovered one common thread that makes men more likely to be wealthy, successful, and more attractive to women? This single factor is also essential for healthy sex drive, muscle tone, and that unquenchable energy of youth. It's a man's testosterone, and it peaks in his 20s and decreases by 1% to 2% every year thereafter. By the age of 35, rapidly diminishing testosterone levels can result in weight gain, depression, and loss of self-esteem. The good news, InnerThrive Nutraceuticals is now conducting a research survey on increasing testosterone levels. Participants in a human clinical study using the same method saw an increase in testosterone of 60% naturally, with results in as little as 3 days. This research survey requires no travel and very little time. Your feedback is confidential and collected electronically. During this 21-day research survey, InnerThrive Nutraceuticals will provide everything you need for free. Space is limited, so call now.
Call 800-480-8121. That's 800-480-8121. Free trial for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-480-8121. That's 1-800-480-8121.
Hey, you know why thousands of homeowners have had their homes coated with RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating? To eliminate the hassle and expense of painting year after year after year. With RhinoShield's 25-year warranty, you coat your home once and you're done. Guaranteed. And guys, not only can you scratch painting your home every few years off your honey-do list, RhinoShield comes in your favorite color, the color that makes your wife happy. RhinoShield is perfect for wood, brick, stucco, hardy board, steel, and vinyl. And unlike vinyl, RhinoShield resists mold and mildew. So why wait? Call now for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating for your home or business. 877-25-RHINO.
No pain, don't rhino. Go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again. RhinoShield.
RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating. It's more affordable than you think. Call 877-25-RHINO or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is.
Buy four select tires, get $100
$1,000 rebate. That's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
It's a big event.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer. Visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 5/31/12.
Window World Windows has the strongest warranty in the business, the highest ranking in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power and Associates, and Window World Windows comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Go ahead and call Window World, 314-993-1800, before you do anything. Whether it's windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors, it's Window World Windows. They'll do it all and simply do it the best for less. 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com. Call Window World.
Hey, Eddie, I hear people say all the time that your restaurant is the best restaurant on the Illinois side.
Well, I like to think that your restaurant is the best on the Missouri side.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but they keep saying yours is the best on the Illinois side.
I think yours is better.
Whose is the best, Eddie? Yours or mine?
I think it's yours.
There's no doubt about it. So you're saying that my restaurant's the best, and I'm saying that yours is the best?
I think that's what we're saying.
Well, then I'm agreeing with you.
So now I'm finally right?
No, not really. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air or go to FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Iacovelli's deliciously succulent prime rib and baked potato special is just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant, a great place for great steaks at great prices. Prime rib with baked potato, just $7.99 tonight.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Step to be square. So let it be square.
All right, it's Tuesday. The new DVD, well, they're not new movies, but they're new in the sense that now you can own them, you can rent them, you can download them, stream them, whatever. The list of movies that comes out today is about to be brought to you by the same guy who's going to tell you what CDs you may be interested in, and all of that is brought to you by the folks at ORIC and the 7 locally owned and operated ORIC Home Care Centers. ORIC, as you know, probably more ORIC vacuum cleaners sold than any other vacuum cleaner in the world. A lot of other great products with that name on them, too. Stop in, check them out at the ORIC Home Care Centers. Here he is, Joe Hipperson, everybody.
Yeah. Yes!
How are you, Joe?
Yes, yes, yes. I am great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Let me check. Hang on. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, pretty good is verging on great. We're still close to being two peas in a pod. Mm-hmm. I'll go back to that a lot. I gravitate to that expression, sir, because I've been using it, but I've never actually found the other pea in my pod, and I think it could be you.
Ew. Okay, nobody has any idea what you just
said. Wow.
I did. It is an expression, though, right? Yeah. Two peas in a pod?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay, I'm not taking credit for it, but I've always wanted to use it, and I've always felt that you could be the man to become a pea.
Yeah. You guys are in the pod together.
So on New Release Tuesday, we do the movies, we do the music. You're right, these are not brand new films, but they could be brand new to you. And now that we have brilliant Blu-ray HD, what's the coined expression they keep using? See them again for the first time.
Oh.
You can do that. So on the music end, a couple things for you. Trample by Turtles have a release called Stars and Satellites. Monica, new album called New Life. Florence and the Machine. Say what you will about Florence and the Machine, they have moments. Mm-hmm. Florence and the Machine had that big song, Frank, the dog days are over. You know?
Oh, yeah, Frank knows that one.
Okay.
Well, are you kidding? My favorite.
It was a big hit, and it was one of those songs that had so many different things going on in it that it never got boring to me, and it never got burnt. Burnt is that expression they'll use in the radio world sometimes. They say, oh, this song is burnt. That means the audience, they're burned out on it. So, to me, dog days never really burnt. From my ears.
Not for me either, man. Not dog ears.
Right on. Well, Florence and the Machine have an unplugged album out today. If you are a fan, I hear that they do an amazing rendition of the song Jackson. I hope you all know who was responsible for Jackson to begin
Johnny
with.
Johnny Cash?
There we go. Yes. So,
and June Carter?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, and I have always thought that song was really good. And what I love about that song is you can interpret it multiple ways. And their rendition, from what I've heard, is very, very good as far as the fans are concerned. So you might dig it. Jack White. It's the guy responsible for a million different musical incarnations, the White Stripes being one of them that I know, Frank, you guys have spun.
Little Room?
Yes.
We love that song.
Another one at the top of my list.
Well, if anyone's out there making a new release list on April 23rd, I will be getting very ecstatic because his solo record, his first ever solo record, Blunderbuss, is available. Now, if you're an iTunes person, you could pick up 16 Soul Teens, which is a single off that record, which I think is just dynamite.
I thought Uncle Cracker did that.
Saltines. Okay. I see what you did there.
Oh, okay. Like Saltine.
The band Alabama Shakes. Alabama Shakes have a record called Boys and Girls. Candlebox. Now, Ian, I'm going to have to go to you here because Candlebox, back in our day, man, back in the grunge days of the 1990s. In 1993, Candlebox put out a record that was very, very good for its time, but it's been a long time since 1993, so I'm not sure if anybody's really asking for new Candlebox, but if they are, Love Stories and Other Musings is available for them to pick up today. On the DVD end, we've got a couple of releases hitting Blu-ray for the first time ever, A Streetcar Named Desire.
Whoa.
1951, getting the Blu-ray treatment. A lot of really cool special features, a lot of documentaries, a lot of stuff if you really dig that flick.
Is that Liz Taylor? Who was A Streetcar Named Desire?
Well, it was Marlon Brando.
I don't think it was.
Man, this is the movie that had the,
right,
I could have been a contender, right?
I could have been a contender.
Yes.
Could have been somebody.
What are you doing?
Who is that?
What the heck was that?
Speaking of Marlon Brando, there was a movie that came out starring Johnny Depp that kind of went nowhere. Some people like it. It's called Don Juan DeMarco.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Ladies, that's if ever there was a chick flick, that's it. And it's got that great song, To Really Love a Woman, by Bryan Adams.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And also, Marlon Brando is in that film, became good friends with Johnny Depp. In fact, Johnny Depp channeled Marlon Brando in a brilliant Brando impression in a movie called Once Upon a Time in Mexico. You've seen the flick. You got Antonio Banderas sitting in a church doing the confessional. Johnny Depp comes in, does an amazing Marlon Brando impression, pretending to be a priest. They became good buddies on the set of Don Juan DeMarco, out on Blu-ray, first time ever. Frank said chick flick. Here's a chick flick out on Blu-ray, first time ever. Didn't do it for me, although it did star someone that I find attractive. Uma Thurman is not the person I find attractive. She's in the movie. I've got a sick, twisted thing for Janine Garofalo, and I can't figure out why. I can't. Frank, I'm trying.
She's actually pretty.
I know. And whenever
I can't visualize her. Whenever I tell people
Janine Garofalo, they're like, oh, God, whoa, gross.
She just tries to make herself look plain Jane.
Yes, she does. Mm. And I'll tell you, in a movie called Mystery Men, where she's got the heavy eyeliner and stuff, she played the bowler, a superhero that, you know, bowls with the head of her decapitated father. Crazy stuff. But yeah, she's out there. She's in the movie Truth About Cats and Dogs, kind of a misfire on the chick flick, you know, circuit, but still on Blu-ray first time ever. Logan's Run, the complete series, back from 1977. Finally, the whole series of Logan's Run from 1977 is available in a DVD box set. I'm sure everyone has been chomping at the bit for that one. Got Night me. Gallery, Season 3 is available today. One Tree Hill, Season 9. Adam 12, Season 7.
Oh, I love that show.
Adam 12, Season 7. Car 54, Where Are You? Season 2. Wow. The Gene Autry Show, Season 3. Laverne and Shirley, Season 5. So if you're a collector, a couple of these... Oh, come on. Laverne and Shirley had, you know, the one of the most memorable
opening.
I used to watch it all the time.
It doesn't hold up over time.
Not even.
Now, that Lenny and Schlemazel thing, I guess, is funny. But when you watch it, it's so dated.
Oh, Lenny and Squiggy really made that show to me.
I don't think Lenny and Squiggy stand up now when you watch it.
Yeah, they don't.
And I wonder, like 20 years from now, when someone watches Seinfeld, is Kramer, the character, going to be funny 20 years?
Yes, the answer is yes.
You think so?
It's been almost 20 years.
It was Car 54. Was that Fred Gwynne and Al Lewis?
I believe it was. But Fred Gwynne.
Fred Gwynne was in it.
Yeah. So, yeah, Car 54, Where Are You? Laverne and Shirley did have one of the most memorable title sequences ever. I'd put that up there with the title sequence for Cheers. You know, I mean, that's just one of those titles.
What was it? Steve Mios, the Mazel, Vossen, Vossen, Vincent.
Vossen, Pepper, Incorporated. Vossen,
Incorporated.
30 seconds, Mr. Harper.
Okay, 1902, a movie came out called A Trip to the Moon. It's finally out on Blu-ray. No joke, 1902, A Trip to the Moon is out on Blu-ray. And last but not least.
All right. To the moon, Alice.
A lot of alien takeover the world flicks have been made where they do the point of view of the people that are struggling to survive. A movie called The Darkest Hour did this. Did it poorly, in my opinion, but you might want to rent it. But a movie to buy would be Iron Lady, starring Meryl Streep, out on DVD and Blu-ray today. That does it for me. I'll talk to you next week. Or no, Friday. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Bill will be hosting Joe's segment Friday. I am on assignment.
Bill will be hosting Joe's segment on Friday?
Yeah, Bill will be hosting, and the show.
While Joe's doing his
thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I sort of misspoke there. Ballast Dental Care, one quick thing, then a quick email. Don't forget that right now, if you make your appointment at Ballast Dental Care, where I have gone for 39 years, if you make your appointment by the end of this month, they'll sell you a $300 professional bleaching tray for just $100. That's a good deal. So get that appointment made. You don't have to. You don't have the appointment can be after April 1st, but you need to. I mean, after April 30th, but you need to have made the appointment by the end of this month. Now, quickly listen to this email, dear Frank. Just a note to let you know what fantastic service my husband received from Ballast Dental Care a couple of weeks ago. He travels for his company. He was leaving on a Sunday afternoon, driving to Minnesota. Saturday night, he bit into a pizza and broke a seal on a front tooth post. He called the emergency number that night, explained the emergency. He met Dr. Watanabe himself Sunday morning at Ballast Dental Care, where he fixed the problem. Wow. Spent about an hour in the chair, was able to leave for the trip that afternoon. Not only do they do great work, they have great service. We thank you for leading us to Ballast Dental Care. John, Janet, thank you. And thank you, folks, who have made Ballast Dental Care your dental clinic. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com. We'll get you to
a better place. American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
$7.99 for prime rib and baked potato. Tonight
at Iacovelli's
in Florissant. The same succulent prime rib they serve every day. It's just $7.99 tonight only
at Iacovelli's.
A great place for great steaks at great prices. Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovelli's.com.